But, you know, it's really super important to understand that this ministry and everything here, that this is going to grow, and we're going to see a lot of people reached by the truth that we teach here. And, you know, that's all really, really cool, because obviously that's the whole point of people hearing the truth. But, you know, we have to just make sure that when we're teaching people the truth and when we are even seeing fruit out of that, because there's fruit, right? There's always fruit that comes out of hearing the truth. We got to make sure that always everything has to be really about the Lord, right? I mean, because sometimes you can start seeing fruit in areas, and that can be the biggest distraction, you know. Bigger distraction than sometimes even problems are, is when you start seeing fruit from the Holy Spirit. And I'm just sharing this, you know, the Lord's taught me this for a long time, so this is not necessarily something that I'm new to personally. The Lord's showed me this a lot. But, you know, it's let me just give you an example. Like, I've said this before, but, you know, I used to go on these really, really super long walks, like just walk and walk and walk and walk and walk. And I would just be praying and stuff and spending time with the Lord. And part of what I would pray about is, and this is not justified, mind you, this is not correct, but I'd feel worried that, you know, if I ever got to a position where people, you know, liked what I was teaching or something, you know, I would actually get worried that, you know, or things with ministry, if I ever, you know, in things with ministry, if I ever got, you know, caught up in things going well, I would get worried about that, because I never wanted those things to distract me from, obviously, Jesus, you know, because he's the point. You know, there's a lot of fruit that you can see out of getting to know Jesus, but Jesus is still our inheritance, you know. That fruit is not your inheritance. That's just little pieces of your inheritance being manifest. But, you know, we have to make sure that we understand Jesus is ours, you know. When he came to give us what he came to give us, it's him. He put his spirit in us, and that he's our inheritance, you know. And it's really important to make sure that, you know, going forward here, especially people that, you know, that you're with this ministry and you're going to stick with us and stuff, you know, it's important to understand the difference between your inheritance and the fruit that you see of it. Can we just go to a verse real quick? Can we just go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, I believe. I just want to show you something real quick, because this will really emphasize what I'm talking about inheritance. 1 Corinthians 13, 8. Okay, this is King James Version. And when it says charity here, it's just the word love. It's just an old English word, okay, for love. So he says basically love never fails. There's a lot of teaching that can go into that. Love never fails, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, and obviously tongues, the word tongues doesn't mean your personal prayer language. The word tongues is just a general word for the word language, okay? So he's saying there be languages. He's talking about the languages that God can give you to speak in. They're not heavenly all the time. They're not, you know, I remember one time, for instance, this is a rabbit trail a little bit, but I remember one time the Lord was up here, and the Lord said through me, he said, okay, just so everybody knows, we're about to speak in a tongue, okay? And then he spoke in English the rest of the time, just because it kind of gets you out of the thing of English is a tongue, okay? Other tongues could be tongues of angels or men, you know, but it just means languages. So whether there be languages that the Holy Spirit can give you, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, that's gifts of knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect comes, then that which is in part shall be done away. Let's just look also to... Yeah, let's just keep reading verse 11. When I was a child, or when I was an infant, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. And these childish things here, he's actually talking about the prophecy, the tongues, the knowledge that he was just referring to. He's calling those things childish things. And let me just actually stop there. He said, I put away childish things. Most times people read that and they misinterpret what that's talking about. The childish things, the infantish things that he's talking about here are the prophecies, the knowledge, the gifts of other tongues that he was just referring to. Those are things that can only be, that can only exist if you lack knowledge. Okay? Now, this may be a little bit weird for you at first, because you're like, I thought that if you get to know Jesus, that these are the signs that will follow those who believe. But, you know, these things are not necessary in the resurrection. You don't have to prophesy to one another in the resurrection, because everybody already knows. You don't have to speak in another tongue at a certain point in time, because we just all know all tongues, you know. You don't have to have a gift of knowledge because you just know all things in your mind all the time. You know, you wouldn't have to have a gift of knowledge. These are childish things, and what that means is basically, we taught on this recently, but these things are just partial manifestations. And that's why he says, you know, we know in part, therefore we prophesy. We receive, basically, is what he's talking about, in part right now. And if you actually were to, you know, look at this a little closer and just allow the Lord to show you what this is talking about here in the context, prophecy and knowledge and all of these things, which are things that begin to develop and begin to, you know, come out as you get to know the Lord more. Okay, these signs will follow those who believe. It's okay if you don't see those things in your life right now because you could be learning, and it doesn't necessarily mean you're on the wrong track. But I will say, though, you cannot believe in the true Jesus and not see those signs following, though, at some point in time. Okay? You cannot. If a Christian, for instance, goes all their life and never sees any gift of the Spirit ever manifest in their life, they didn't know the Lord well. Okay? That's not true. I'm not gonna pull punches and not tell you that, because these signs will follow those who believe. Not just those who believe anything, but believe in Jesus correctly. But in all of that, right? Because that's true, these signs will follow. So if we believe here, collectively, all of us in here, if we believe that we're here in truth here, then we believe that there will be always, inevitably, these signs will follow, right? That's the truth. But again, if you were to look at the context here, what he's actually talking about these very signs that Jesus said would follow as you're getting to know Jesus from glory to glory, you know, these things will develop in your life. He calls these things partial. He says they are part. Prophecy, speaking in other tongues. These are the very things that in Mark, I believe it's chapter 11, I could be wrong on that, but last chapter of Mark, these are the very things that Jesus said would follow those who believe. And yet Paul is saying these are just partial manifestations. And once we know Jesus in full and get a full manifestation, you won't have these little spurts, you know, of knowledge, of tongues, of prophecy. You won't have those things anymore. It'll just be full. And why do I say all that? Because we have to be people that don't misjudge the truth of our inheritance, okay? It is so easy for people. When you go through a problem, nobody likes problems, okay? Really, nobody likes problems. So it's a little bit easier to say in your mind, you know, oh, Jesus, you know, I'm going to just fix my heart on you. I'm going to just listen to you, Lord, so you can protect my heart so I don't go believing in these problems. But when you get fruit, trust me, I'm not saying that this has to be you, but lots and lots of people, when they see fruit, they take such pride, and they're very, very happy. They rejoice when they see fruit in their life. And that can't be us. That cannot be us. You're rejoicing over the wrong thing then. You see a minuscule little manifestation of the full Jesus that you have, and we end up rejoicing over the minuscule piece just because it's seen. That can't be us. I'm not going to go here, but in Luke chapter 10, there were people that saw signs, okay? It wasn't just based off of their own faith, but because they were in the ministry of Jesus while he walked the earth. So Jesus was able to share with them different authorities and things like that he had himself while he walked on the earth. You know, it's not because of just their faith solely, but he sent 70 disciples out, and they all went out. They saw demons cast out. They saw people healed, I'm sure. But regardless, they came out, they came back to Jesus, and they were talking about all the manifestations that they saw, and they were rejoicing, and Jesus corrected their rejoicing and says, you can't rejoice in that. God wants us to be happy, but happy for reasons that are to be happy over, not reasons that are not to be happy over. And manifestations in your life are not reasons to be happy over. You know, it's okay if you feel better because you get healed. That's great. God wants you to be healed, but it's your up here in your mind. Don't rejoice in that, though. Rejoice that your name's written in heaven. Rejoice because you have an inheritance with the Father and that he knows you. You know, there's a really awesome song. It's probably, honestly, one of my favorite songs that we do here. It's called Nothing Else Matters. And if you don't know the song, go on our recommendations page and it'll be there. It's SEU Worship. And it's one of my favorite songs we do here just because it basically says that. It just basically talks about all these different things. It says nothing else matters because Jesus, in other words, knows our name. You know, and that's what Jesus was saying in Luke 10. He's like, rejoice because the Father recorded you in his own book. You know, that's something to rejoice over. But not a manifestation of the authority that you have. Not a manifestation of the power of God that's in you. But because of the power of God in you. Because of your inheritance and, again, because you have the Lord. You know, that's why you rejoice. You know, you can get a check in the mail, and it could have been an answer to prayer or something like that, and there's nothing wrong with that, but don't rejoice over a manifestation, because you have an ATM on the inside of you, the power of God unto all wealth. It doesn't matter what you needed, okay? It doesn't matter what you needed. If you needed a Lamborghini, God would easily empower you to a Lamborghini. You know, riches themselves are not evil. The love of those things is. And when you rejoice over these things, but not even just love of money, but even just love over the manifestation itself, it's like you're loving a tiny little piece of Jesus. It's like this, and as silly as this sounds, it's like, you know, somebody saying, oh, Pastor Mike, you know, we love you, right, at first. And then, you know, obviously when you, this sounds really funny, just something that came to mind, though. It's like if you were to clip your nails and someone's just like adoring your little piece of your nail, and then they get distracted off of you because for whatever reason, the little piece of you, and they're obsessed with it or something like that. That's actually how stupid it is when we get caught up in a manifestation. It's like, that's not really me. That's just a little manifestation of my power, you know. And when we get caught up in manifestation, it's like loving a toenail of God. It's like loving, and here's the biblical way to say this. Jesus called a manifestation crumbs of the bread of life that he is. When he healed the Gentile woman's daughter, he basically referred to it as crumbs of the bread of life that he is. And you know, it's he's the bread. You know, I mean, he's the loaf. He's your inheritance. And when you see a crumb, it just shows you really that you don't know the bread that you have when you love the crumb so much. You know what I mean? You don't. I mean, how parched must our tongue be when you get a little drip of who the Holy Spirit is and you feel, oh my gosh, that's so awesome. It's so refreshing. When you got the whole fountain on the inside of you, it just shows that you're not really understanding what you really have, you know, and Jesus what you have. And it is evil to get caught up in manifestations. I'll give you one more verse in Colossians chapter 3. He says to set our affection on things that are above and not things that are beneath, not worldly things. Don't set your affection on worldly things. But do you know that everything the Holy Spirit manifests, where does he manifest it? Does he manifest it in the spiritual realm, or does he manifest it in the worldly realm? He manifests it into the earth. And when you go by the things that you can see, that's not talking about your problems. That's just talking about the things that are seen. You understand that? That when it says we walk by faith, not by sight, you know, you could quote that when someone compliments you. You can quote that when, you know, you're doing really well. Those are some great times to quote that verse. We walk by faith, not by sight, because that's not mine. This is mine. You know, and for those on the recording, I'm pointing inside of me, but that's not mine. This is. In the resurrection, everything that you see, you can go by. Because it'll be truthful representation of what you have inside of you, okay? That would be okay. You could look at everything with your physical resurrected eyes in the resurrection, and everything will be a proper manifestation of what you really have on the inside of you. You see, this is not just don't look at the worldly things. It's that God doesn't want you to misjudge what you really have. You'll deceive yourself by the appearance of things when you look at it. And by look at it, I mean when you meditate on these things, when you're focused on these things. So when you want to focus on something, focus on who Jesus is, okay? And we know how that happens, obviously. You just focus on the Lord by listening to him. You know, you set your eyes there and say, Lord, no, I'm going to regard you. And he's going to begin to teach you about the things that are unseen and not the things that are seen, okay? Because all of these things are just in part. And why would you look at the things that are in part when you have when you could be in your heart looking at the things that are in full? And then you're not deceiving yourself. And then you're actually judging correctly what you really have in Christ, okay? So it's so important, you know, it's so important. And I will say this last thing, contrary to the way that I used to do things, that I used to actually be worried about success. I used to be worried about those things because, you know, you see people, you know, the second they succeed in something, it's like they're successful and they know they're successful. They're very aware of it. And you know that they're aware of it. And I never wanted that to be me, you know. Problems are one thing. And I always had my heart on that, set on that. But, you know, that doesn't have to be us. You don't have to be afraid of success either. That's not honorable. What I used to do about worrying about success and worrying about even when I see more manifestation of the Holy Spirit in my life, I all that worry is not, it's not justified either. Because we have a shepherd of our soul, a protector of our mind. If you listen to him, it's like you put your head in the Holy Spirit bubble and only the truth gets in. That is awesome. And I didn't know that at the time. I thought I was protecting my own heart. But with all we've been learning recently, that's an important thing to know. Doesn't matter whether it's success or whether it's problems or anything that you see outwardly. It's deception in general. You listen to Jesus. You have a shepherd now of your soul, and he will take care to guard your heart if you will take care to heed him diligently. Okay? So that's really, really, that's just awesome. It's good for me to hear too. It's just good for everybody to hear and hear. So, yeah, Jesus is our inheritance. So, all right. So, you know, let's pray. And if you'd like to give today, then we're going to give you an opportunity to do that. All right, so thank you so much, Jesus, for everything that you have given us, Lord, we know exactly what you've given us. It's your glory, Lord. We've been actually mentioning this, Lord, on and off in the Triune series, Lord, that we've been talking about, Lord, that we are one with you, Jesus. We are one with you. We have your glory that you've put in us, Lord. You've loved us inside of us. And that's ours, Lord. And we don't have to be worried, Lord, about getting caught up in the things that are seen if we'll listen to you, Lord. Because the truth itself is not our job. But Lord, as we said even on Friday, Lord, that if we'll just listen to your word, continually listen to your word, then we shall know the truth. And we won't be caught up, Lord, in anything else but you, Jesus, and our real inheritance when we are careful, Lord, to heed you. Acknowledge you in all of our ways. Things will remain straight, Lord, in our paths, Lord, and things won't get crooked. That is such a protection, Lord, that we have, and it's such a security that we have in you, Jesus, that the truth is ours in Christ, inside of us. And all we got to do is listen to him for him to reveal those things to us and keep us from things and knowledges in this world. So thank you so much, Jesus, for all that. Lord, we respect you, Lord, and we are refreshed, Lord, always, Lord, when we hear about you, Lord. It's not because of a man. It's not because of something that was said, Lord. We are refreshed, Lord, when we hear about you, Jesus, because it's refreshing to hear from your Holy Spirit, the true Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord. That's why we're refreshed. If we're ever refreshed, Lord, here at this church, it's because, Lord, we've heard about the true Jesus by the Holy Spirit. You are refreshing, Lord, to hear about. So thank you so much, Lord, for all that. And we just love you. We love you, Lord. Lord, and only in your name, Lord, are we heard today. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.